Good morning, live from Studio 5. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Melissa Ross, and a busy hour ahead. Later on the program, advocates for teens on the First Coast, concerned about bullying and a rash of suicides, have started a website where kids can go to get support. We'll have details. Welcome back to the program. Well, advocates for teens have taken to the internet in recent years to provide support for young people who are often on the brink of suicide due to peer pressure and bullying. A rash of teen suicides around the country has even gotten the attention of the White House, who has weighed in on the topic. Here on the First Coast, there's a new interactive self-help life skills website for teens that is up and running. Local boys and girls clubs and some local schools are using the site. It's called InSearchOfMeCafe.com, In Search of Me Cafe, and it helps support teens on topics ranging from underage drinking to bullying, peer pressure, body image, and many more areas. Creators Stan and Deb Cottle of Nassau County, they are here now in studio with more about what motivated them to create this site and their goals for it. Good morning, Cottles. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Melissa.
Thanks for having us.
It's a great site, and it's interactive, which is so important for teens. They can chat, they can discuss, they can watch videos, they can create their own videos. How did you come up with this idea, Stan?
Well, it came from my experience being a filmmaker with corporations doing sponsored films, and I got into educational films for young people. And I was lucky enough to see the audience watch the films we were making. And it was a life skills topic, and the teens responded so vividly that I said, well, this is obviously what I want to do when I grow up. And out of that came In Search of Me Cafe.
And it is an online cafe, Deb. Teens can congregate in this virtual space and share what's on their mind.
Yes, it is interactive online, but we also have brick-and-mortar locations, one in Hong Kong, a school called the West Island International School, and the Miller Freedom Center Boys and Girls Club in Yulee is utilizing this program where teens can gather and be coached through a teen counselor to use the program, download videos, have a discussion, get videotaped, and then what Stan does, he takes the videotape comments from the teens and he uploads them onto the site. So the teens are always having an interactive conversation with each other, and they like that because they really respond to peer-to-peer communication.
And how is it helping them deal with the pressures that can be so overwhelming? It's a different world today for middle school and high school kids than it used to be.
It totally is. You know, from when I grew up, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have YouTube, we didn't have the internet. So what's happening, especially in the area of bullying is now 24 hours a day. So you not only get it in school, it's on the web, and kids are going back and forth saying nasty things to each other. So what the site does is that they can go online and they can look up the subject of bullying. They can download articles, they can download videos, they can talk to other peers that are having the same problems. And we have teen reporters all over the world. We have reporters in India, Africa, Belgium. Where else, Stan? You've got some.
Well, we just signed a new teen reporter in Santiago, Chile.
Right. Wow, amazing.
Yeah,
and, that's incredible.
And lots of Europe.
So it's spreading around the world.
It is,
it's
indeed.
Spreading around the world. And what's interesting is the teens get to experience and learn from other teens that they're not alone. Bullying is not just in the United States. It's in India. It's in Kenya. It's everywhere. And then they can learn how they deal with it in their respective countries.
And that's,
go ahead.
That's one of the common threads of responses we get from the kids on the site. Regardless of topic, the aha moment for them is, hey, I'm not alone in this problem.
That's right. They have support. And it's peer-to-peer, as you said, peer-to-peer communication. It's spreading to local schools, boys and girls clubs. Easy to find out more and get involved. Get your teen involved. Get your school involved. Go to In Search of Me Cafe. InSearchOfMeCafe.com. Thanks so much, Stan and Deb Cottle, the creators of the site, and keep us posted.
We will.
Thank you, Melissa.